Today's daily devotional, the healing of the centurion's servant. Luke chapter 7 verses 1 to 10 says, when Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, he returned to Capernaum. At that time, the highly valued slave of a Roman officer was sick and near death. When the officer heard about Jesus, he sent some respected Jewish elders to ask him to come and heal his slave. So they earnestly begged Jesus to help the man. If anyone deserves your help, he does, they said, for he loves the Jewish people and even built a synagogue for us. So Jesus went with them. But just before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I am not worthy of such an honor. I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I also have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go and they go, or come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to the crowd that was following, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. See, I really believe that the healing of the centurion's servant, as recorded in Luke 7, is a profound demonstration of faith, humility, and the authority of Jesus. But it also highlights this area of compassion, right? Because the centurion obviously didn't want Jesus to go to his home for obvious reasons. But Jesus understood that coming from a Roman centurion, that's a big deal. He showed extraordinary faith in Jesus and his power to heal. He understood that there was no distance that's too far to experience the healing power of Jesus. So what are the practical applications? Well, exemplify humility and respect. The centurion recognized his own unworthiness to have Jesus come to his home, despite his social military status. Approach Jesus with humility, acknowledging your need for him. In your daily interactions, treat others with respect regardless of their status. Understand the respect and the authority. The centurion's faith was rooted in his understanding of authority. He knew that Jesus' word alone was enough to heal. Recognize and respect the authority of Jesus in your life. Trust that his commands and promises hold power, and submit to his lordship in all areas of your life. Always demonstrate, or try to demonstrate, extraordinary faith. Jesus marveled at the centurion's faith, but he didn't keep it to himself. He made sure everyone heard it. And that faith, which surpassed that of many in Israel, was seen by many. The centurion believed Jesus, and he believed that he could heal his servant with just a word. Cultivate a deep and unwavering faith in Jesus. Let his power be continually at the forefront of your thoughts and your belief. Pray with confidence, believing that Jesus can work miracles in your life and in the lives of others. Let that be a lifestyle. And then here's the best part. Seek Jesus for others. The centurion's concern was not for himself, but for his servant, demonstrating selfless love and compassion. So pray and seek Jesus' intervention on behalf of someone else. Show compassion and concern for the needs of those around you. Lift them up in prayer and help them to the best of your ability. But trust in the Lord's timing and trust in his methods. The centurion trusted that Jesus had the ability to heal from a distance, showing his faith in Jesus' power and methods. Trust in Jesus' timing and the ways he chooses to work in your life. Have faith that he knows what is best and can bring about the desired outcome in his perfect way. Not the way we want to, but the way he does. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of the centurion's faith and humility. Help me, Lord, to approach you with a humble heart, recognizing that your authority and power is unwavering. Strengthen my faith to believe in your ability to work miracles, both near and far. Teach me to seek you not only for my own needs, but also for the needs of others. May I trust in your perfect timing and methods, knowing that you are always in control. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Allow these reflections, on today's reflection, to inspire you to grow in faith, to grow in humility and compassion, to trust in Jesus in all at all times, in all circumstances, and to bring about healing and transformation, not just for your life, but also for the lives of those around you. Be blessed.